Hello. We are so excited to have you as part of our podcast community. Thank you so much for listening. We want you to be notified every time there is a new episode. Go to our website at teachablewoman.com, scroll down, and join the mailing list. Hit the button subscribe, and you will be notified whenever there is a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Hey.
All right, here we are. Welcome back to the Teachable Woman podcast. I am Reverend Michelle Oz,
And
and
I am Reverend Deanna P. Cherry, and we are
the teachers
teachers
of
of
good
good
things.
things.
Yes, excellent. We are teachers of good things. We left off in our last session talking about a wise woman that builds her house, and we indicated that we would come back and share that with you. But before we get there, I just want to make a comment that Mrs. Cherry is 80 years old and she's doing water aerobics
5 days.
daily, 5 days a week, and she's doing Tai Chi,
Yes.
and she goes to a strength and training class.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say, this is a prime example of what we were talking about earlier, in that we have to respect ourselves and care for ourselves and move ourselves up on the list of to-dos, because caring for us is important. As much as we care for others, caring for us is important, because a healthier, better us makes for a better life for everybody that's involved with us. I also wanted to, you might be saying to yourself, well, Mrs. Cherry can do three exercise classes a day. She's 80. I don't have that kind of time. I got stuff to do. That may be true as well, but we can do something.
Yes, we can. And I am a busy 80-year-old. I just finished writing a book. I spend a lot of time on the computer. I have work to do, and I am working.
All right, so she's letting you know she's not sitting around eating bonbons. She is getting the job done in this life, and we are excited. But when you look at her exercise program and what she's doing, I'm just going to say, don't mess with her, because she should be able to chase you down.
I do my
She
best.
won't be saying, hey, somebody, they took my purse. She's coming for that purse, because she's ready. She's in great shape.
I do my best.
But we want, in the everyday woman, this section right here just burns in my heart. This is burdensome to me. The scripture from Proverbs 14:1. It says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. And this actually is the scripture that we used in my very first retreat. It was the foundational scripture for the retreat. And the things that God shared with us during that retreat were life-changing for me. And I would love to just pour at this moment some of those things with you. And first of all, it has to be a wise woman. In other words, we have put away childish thinking and childish behavior and childish things. And then when we are able to apply the word of God to our lives, that's what wisdom is. Wisdom is the application of knowledge, and it is the application of God's word in our lives that allows us to be a wise woman. Natural example. Maybe the old man, if someone got on my nerves, I would curse them out. But I'm a wise woman now. The word of God has taught me the value of silence sometimes. I don't have to yell and scream and curse and say all manner of evil. I can be silent and let God fight that battle. Even if I have been hurt by the comments or the treatment or the attitudes of others, I don't have to lower myself to try to battle at the same level at which I was offended.
Yes.
Because I'm a wise woman now. I'm applying the word of God to my life. And I know that this tongue is but a small member, but it's deadly.
Yes. I remember one time sharing that your silence does not mean you consent. Mm-hmm. It does not mean that I agree with you. It does not mean that what you're saying I approve of, but I choose to be silent.
Wisdom. So wisdom is the correct application of knowledge. And the knowledge of God's word helps to shape us. And I'm going to say it this way. I don't know a man who wants to be cursed out. Mm-hmm. I don't know a man who wants to be belittled, whether he be your husband, your brother, your nephew, your son, your uncle, your father. I don't know a man who wants to be demeaned. Mm-hmm. And so whenever we find ourselves in that position, we're tearing something down, right? Mm-hmm. So to build a house, the first thing you have to do is go excavate the land. You've got to clear the space. You've got to cut down the old trees. You've got to remove the grass that was growing. You have to clearly excavate the land. And this ties back into Mrs. Cherry's discussion about righteousness. We have to clear out those old things and those old ways that can destroy a life, a family, a marriage.
Yes.
So when we become a wise woman, we will never take an opportunity to destroy God's creation with our tongue.
Yes.
Mm. We will put that baby on pause. And sometimes you just might have to slap your hand, both hands over your mouth and run out of the room just right. To get yourself together.
That's true.
But the damage that is done. I remember years ago, early in my Christian walk, he did an object lesson. How when we say things that are ugly and mean to others, and he had a tube of toothpaste and he squirted it out on the table. And he said, once it's out, you cannot put it back in.
Oh my goodness.
And he tried to scoop the little bit that he could and, you know, play with the tube and push some more down, but you could never get it all back in.
Right. That's so really great.
Yeah. When we offend, I, as much as we have talked about how fearfully and wonderfully made we as women are, I want you to know that God's man is equally as valuable to him.
Yes.
His role is powerful, and his role requires a wise woman who's willing to build him. Now, when God talks about building, we're talking not just about the physical structure of a house. We're not even talking about the furniture you put in. That none of that is really what this scripture is referring to. But God is saying that we have to build the people that he entrusts us to know, entrusts us to have relationship with, entrusts us to be exposed to, because we're builders. Yes. And so that means that we should be encouragers. That means, it doesn't mean that we can't tell the truth, but the truth always has to be in love or nobody will accept it.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to give you another natural example. And this is something that shaped me my whole life. This was part of how I chose who would be in my life and who wouldn't. There was a family friend who was a good friend of my dad's. And I was getting ready to go to college. And my dad sent money to me through that person because I was actually babysitting for them at the time. And so when they came back, it was time for me to go home. And I was leaving, flying off to college like the next day. And so wow. I wanted the money that my dad sent me. And so I asked the question, you know, my dad said A, B, C, D, and E, did he send? And the person threw the money at me. through the money. Now, this was a long-term family friend. I had babysat for them for years. You couldn't have told me I wasn't like a second daughter. But fast forward some 20-something years later, you know, my dad says to me, so-and-so said that, you know, that she never heard from you again, that you never even invited her to your graduation. You didn't even send her an invitation. You never even informed her that you were graduating and, you know, you all had had such a good relationship for so long. And then I told him what happened and he was livid. He was like, you should have told me, right? No, no. This is the action that one moment undid all of those years, because it was so uncalled for. Yeah. And it was something that was sent to me that you happen to be the middleman. Why can't I have it? But then why do you have to throw it at me? I know you could have been having a bad moment. Something else may have occurred in your life. But it was enough for me to know that I could not entrust the person that I was. I was a teenager. I went to college at 16 years of age. And I had just turned 16. And I knew that if someone could treat me this poorly in an instant, after so many years of labor, that I couldn't trust my 16-year-old self with them.
Mm.
But now, when my dad was going home to be with the Lord, she came to the hospital. The word of God had shaped my heart, my mind. We hugged for the longest time, because the offended 16-year-old had become a wise woman.
Yes.
She had matured. She was able to forgive. She was able to understand that people have bad moments. But the 16-year-old me needed to choose who could speak into my life, who could be in my life, because she was fragile. And I couldn't afford a moment like that. As a mature woman, she could have built me up the night before I'm leaving for college. I'm leaving home. Wow. I'm 16. What do I know? Absolutely nothing. There were so many opportunities for it to be a good exchange, but it wasn't. And so that's how I chose to protect me. But I am saying that as a wise woman, God is trusting you to build the people in your life. You have sons and daughters, build them. You have husbands, build them. You've got brothers, build them. You've got coworkers, build them. And you get so much more out of the building process than the tearing down.
Yes, for sure. Yes,
and that scripture says that she plucketh it down with her own hands. In other words, you destroyed it all by yourself.
Yes. Yes.
All right. I'm almost done pouring, but I'm going to take a break. Jump in, Miss Cherry, wherever.
Okay. All right. It's my prayer that all of us would seek to be wise women. And we have to realize that we have to choose to be good. And remember, good has a beneficial effect. If what you're doing, thinking, saying is not good, it's not going to have a beneficial effect. Because wisdom buildeth up. And a wise woman is one thing I've always said. Wise women are sorely lacking in the world today. Mm-hmm. And I've said this since 1981 when we were first called in the ministry. And I used to say there are just not many gray-haired women with wisdom. Now I am a gray-haired woman. So my prayer is that I would be a gray-haired woman with wisdom. And when you have wisdom, you do build up. You don't tear down. You don't have a reason to tear down. Mm-hmm. And nothing hurts a person more than to be misjudged. You know, for someone to say that you did something that you did not do, or that you said something that you did not say. It's so unnecessary. And it's so much easier and less energy to build up than it is to tear down. And I want us just to remember what I said in the last session. We must believe in our hearts that righteousness is what is best for us. And we must believe in our hearts that righteousness will cause us to build people up. We must believe in our hearts that the hope of the gospel is the long-term benefit of righteousness. The very hope of the gospel is the long-term benefit of righteousness. So in all that you do, strive to be righteous. In all that you do, strive to be good. Have a beneficial effect. Don't allow your life to do to someone what that lady's life did to Sister O's. You know, be good. It's so much easier to be good than it is to be unkind and to be unfruitful. And all of us, we have to strive really to be good women, to be wise women. The world is full of so much foolishness, and wise women are so scarce. So just purpose in your heart that you're gonna be wise. You're gonna be good. You're gonna have a beneficial effect wherever you go. You're gonna take your life out of the negative column and put it into a positive column and make your life make a difference. You can do that.
Amen. I want to challenge us. I want to challenge us to take these just 7 days between the time you hear this podcast and the time you hear the next one, and build. Watch how you speak to your husband. Make sure that it is with reverence, and build him. I don't care if he left that toilet seat up, didn't fold the towels right, and left the trash in the kitchen. Build him.
Yes.
I don't care if he was late picking you up from work. Build him.
Yes.
Those sons, those daughters that act like you're not even the parent anymore because they think they're grown in your house. I learned an interesting thing years ago. Someone said, when you're grown, you have the last three letters. You have your own. But as long as you're in this house, grown has not yet been achieved. But anyway, right.
That's good. Aside.
But that's build them. Let them know what they can be. That's what God wants them to know. What they can be in this world that he created with him at the helm, leading and guiding them. And let them know that whatever sins, transgressions, mistakes have been made, as long as there's breath in their body, there's a holy God who's able to forgive and still move forward. Same way with the friends, those brothers, fathers, uncles, aunts, cousins. Just take 7 days and build. Just take 7 days and build. And see if it doesn't change the world around you.
Yeah, the atmosphere in the home will change.
Yes.
The atmosphere in the workplace will change. Just because you have a mean, cantankerous boss, show him respect. Submit to what he tells you to do. Respect him as the male. They are our natural examples. Now, some of them don't act like it, but that doesn't preclude the fact of what God's plan is. So be kind. Be nice. Build up. Yes. Don't tear down. Don't tear down. Listen, when you're in the position that Sister O's and I are in now, you don't ever want to look back over your life and have regrets about how you disrespected your mate. Because when you're in a position that we're in, we would love to have another opportunity just to have them to hold our hands or to just come up behind us in the kitchen while we're cooking and put an arm around us. So your husband is your natural example. If he's not living up to the part, perhaps your change and your behavior can help you to change and can affect. We cannot change people, but our behavior can effect a change in people. So just be the best that you can be and don't feel like, well, I always have to do it. I'm always the one. No, you're not. He's got to make as many adjustments to your nasty attitude as we have to make to their nasty attitude. So you be responsible for yourself. you don't have to always say something. Just be quiet. Just listen. They'll pay attention. They'll notice that you changed. And the change in you can effect a change in them, but you cannot change them. So love your husbands, love your sons,
yes,
love your nephews, love your cousins, love, just love, 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 love. Love will just take cover a multitude of sin.
And it never fails. Yeah. Love never fails.
Never.
Love never fails. Yes. I challenge us to think of what the child in us needed and make sure that's what we provide.
Wow.
What did the child in us needed? That 16-year-old needed something.
Yes.
And what could have been provided at that moment? What did the child in you need? And use that to build up and make sure that you provide for others. This is Cherry, our time.
Again.
We are there again. What a beautiful opportunity to share with you that we have another opportunity to be wise women. Mrs. Cherry talked about the fact that we would love to have our husbands come and hold our hands. And she went for the PG version.
Of course. Well, at my age, holding hands was very important. You're a little bit younger than me.
I will say this. You have an opportunity to build up and tear down at your phase. Whatever phase you're in, if there's breath in your body, even if you've gone through a divorce, you don't have to be cantankerous with the other person. Even if you never married, but you share children, you don't have to be the thorn. You don't have to be the party pooper. Just be someone who builds.
Right.
And you would be amazed at what you can get out of the deposit that you leave.
Oh, yes. Yes. And you know, I love this. When we were in the denomination, this is going to be real quick, people were always coming up to us like we were stars or something. And I guess this little old lady detected it. And she said, Mrs. Cherry, don't ever be upset because, you know, we kind of inundate you all the time. She said, remember that light draws bugs. Bugs. She said, she said, so you are drawing people to you because of the light that's in you. But I know it sounds terrible, but that's what she said. And then
she wasn't calling them bugs. She was just letting you know that light draws.
Bugs. And then remember that will draw more than lemons. Lemons people don't want, but honey will draw. So be nice.
Yes. Yes, be nice, be a good woman. All right, well, we love you. We are so excited about the opportunity that we've had to share with you. And on our next one, we'll go into a little bit more detail. All right, we love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the moments of your life with us. We are looking so forward to what these 7 days are going to mean in the life of your family, the life of your children, the life of your marriage, the life of your job, your community. We know you can do it. And even if you find that the old woman keeps showing up, just remind her that she's renewed in Christ Jesus and get back on the horse and start again. Start building. Start building. Don't stop building. Just keep building. If you fall off on day two, get back up and we do it again, because the deposit that you make will far outweigh the moments that you fell off. I want to remind you that fast forward some 20-something years later, the lady who so greatly offended me, we just hugged. We just loved. Yep. The moment was gone.
Yep. We can love everyone. We can love everyone.
Yes, we can. All right, we're going to say goodbye now. We love you.
Bye-bye.
We are excited by the response to the Teachable Women's Retreat, July the 25th through the 27th of 2024 in Houston, Texas. Thank you so much. You are blessing our hearts in ways that you cannot imagine. We have also heard your heart. For those of you who are planning on coming, but you haven't been able to find a roommate, please hit the contact button at our website, teachablewoman.com. Let us know who you are. Let us know you're trying to find a roommate, and we will see what we can do to be of service to you. Thank you so much. We'll see you in July. For those who have not yet registered, please do so quickly. Registrations are going fast.